Good to be back. Dave Miranda, how are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
2 weeks away from the microphone, Frank.
I'm feeling like I'm back home, you know?
Despite your roller coaster of emotions that you've been going through?
Yes. It's been a rough couple weeks, and there's good reason why I have not been behind the microphone. And we've been having debating whether to share this or not, but I think it's appropriate time. We've having some health issues at home. My wife, a couple weeks ago, was diagnosed with cancer. So anybody knows what that's like.
Rough for the whole family, children.
It turned our world upside down. Coming off filming that show, Downtown Shabby and FYI, and to have a little bit of a break, and then my wife's health wasn't great. Like, she was super tired, and this isn't a new thing. She hasn't been feeling herself for a little while. We just kind of been pawning it off as, she has two young kids, and we don't sleep much and all that stuff. But it was a rough phone call to get, so we've been taking time with the family and just trying to regroup from it all, and then it's crazy.
It's a learning experience, and I'm glad you're sharing it, Frank, because I'm sure there's people out there that probably don't get checked like they should, or maybe they have some type of, like your wife, she was feeling very, very tired, and she was blaming it on work, on kids, on the show, and sometimes it's beyond.
You just don't know. I mean, it's, she's 40 years old, and reasonably healthy. You look at her, and you go, God, she's thin, she looks healthy, and it's just shocking, and I got the call from the doctor. And I had to tell her.
My goodness.
You have no idea what that's like unless you've been through it. And thankfully, we're getting a grasp on it. She just had a surgery last week to remove whatever they could of it. And then it's just kind of a process to continue going and trying to figure out where and how and, to rebuild and start again. And, it's nothing that's going to, be ultimately life-threatening, but it's all life-consuming, at the same time. We have plenty of great support around us. People have been phenomenally generous, friends, family, neighbors, just stepping up. And again, I wish it on no one. It's just one of those things that you're just not prepared for in life. And you think you can handle anything. And it's like when the person you love and marries gets that diagnosis, you're just like, what? There's no way. You read about that stuff. You don't think it's ever going to happen to you, But I think we're rounding a corner with it, and we're learning as we're going here. It's happened literally like, boom. We got the call, and it was like lightning speed. We moved into first phase of it is like panic. You're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Then you're like, all right, solution, because it's me. I'm like Mr. Solutions. I got to figure out, all right, what are we doing? Where are we going? Yeah, who's the best doctors?
Don't make the problem bigger.
No. But you got to let, what I learned is you got to let the emotions run its course. If you attempt to control it, it's not the right thing. You got to kind of let everybody in the family do their thing and cry it out and talk about it and get it out there. It's just, that's where I've been. I've been gone for a couple of weeks just taking care of my family.
It was kind of difficult because people would ask me, oh, Frank's gone. And I'm like, I couldn't really say.
Folks, I wish I was on a beach in Tahiti catching a tan, but that's not the case. It just makes your world stop pretty much. I know they say you can't do that, but I don't care who you are, how tough you are and what you got going on in your life. It does make you stop.
And I think you sharing it with the audience, with your listeners right now, do you feel like you're taking off a 300-pound gorilla off your back as well?
Yeah.
Does it feel okay?
Right. And that's why I debated, I talked to my wife this morning. I'm like, are you okay with me talking about it? Because I think, the positive of this is we could really support a lot of people and help people get through this similar thing. And her cancer formed in her thyroid. So she had her entire thyroid removed. So now she'll be on a process to, balance her hormones and her endocrine system and all that stuff for the rest of her life, basically. And then you got to go back and test it and make sure it doesn't come back. So it becomes a part of your life. Unfortunately. But this type of cancer is controllable to a degree. And that's what we're focusing on, is all the positive.
When she was feeling tired and everything, or how did she actually find out? Did she just go to a routine checkup?
Like I said, she wasn't feeling herself. She was tired all the time. Then she had some lumps like that. Here's a crazy story. And this sounds like it's a myth, but it's truth. we got an email during the airing of the show, Downtown Chabby, and one of the people watching said, "Hey, you know, great show. By the way, those lumps on your neck, you know, you should get those checked out." And we were like, "Yeah, right." We dismissed it as some crazy fan just writing, you know, because there was a story about that show Flip or Flop where the male host of that show had received a similar email, and it turned out he did have thyroid cancer. So we thought it was just one of those kind of like, you know, copycat situations. But then she went to, finally took it more seriously after we were done filming and got an ultrasound done, and they confirmed they were like literally immediately like, "You're coming in for a biopsy tomorrow." And that's where they discovered it. So, yeah, kudos to anybody out there who's dealing with this, who's you know, in this similar situation, been through it. It's not an easy thing to deal with. And, I take my hat off to all you guys who are fighting a good fight out there. But anyway, just got to get that off my chest and appreciate all the well wishes and texts and stuff coming in. We will keep you posted on how things proceed here. Turning the focus here a little more positive, Dave. Let's uplift now.
And knowing you, this is going to help you help others, Frank. I know the way you are.
Well, you know how I am.
And
I
mean, it's going to help you.
And when she's ready, we'll bring Sherry in and she'll talk about her experience. And she's been documenting some of it on her own personal video. And just, you know, at some point, we will turn this into a helpful vehicle for people dealing with this ourselves.